بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تؤسس أشعار عارف بالله حضرت أقدس حضرت معنا شاه حكيم محمد أختر صاحب نور الله مرقده. The title is تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ با امید کرم آیا.
کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا, کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا. ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت مغتنم آیا, ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت مغتنم آیا. کرم سے رات کا باقی دعایا رج نہیں ہوتی, کرم سے رات کا باقی دعایا رج نہیں ہوتی. نظر کے سامنے قسمت سے میری ملتزم آیا, نظر کے سامنے قسمت سے میری ملتزم آیا. کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا. یہاں کا ذرہ ذرہ مظہر انوار کعبہ ہے, یہاں کا ذرہ ذرہ مظہر انوار کعبہ ہے. یہ مالک کا کرم ہے اس پہ جو اس کے حرم آیا, یہ مالک کا کرم ہے اس پہ جو اس کے حرم آیا. کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا. اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ, اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ, تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ با امید کرم آیا. تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ با امید کرم آیا, کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا. زبان شکر قاصر ہے لغت میں دم نہیں اختر, زبان شکر قاصر ہے لغت میں دم نہیں اختر. میری امید سے زیادہ نظر ان کا کرم آیا, میری امید سے زیادہ نظر ان کا کرم آیا. کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا. اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ, نظر کے پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بہ امید کرم آیا تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بہ امید کرم آیا کرم سے ان کے میرے ساتھ میں ان کا حرم آیا ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت مغتنم آیا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى. اما بعد, this beautiful honorable bayan of our honorable illustrious dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Awak تبریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکی محمد اکثر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ حضرت teaches us how to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when a person is a true lover, then he wants to be always in the beloved honorable darbar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the greatest court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. The royal honorable court of Allah is at the Haram Sharif in Makkah al-Mukarramah. So a person who has got love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll be begging that, oh Allah, please take me to your darbar, take me to Makkah Sharif. And this desire will be there all the time. We won't be desiring for holidays, we won't be desiring to go to other places, etc. We'll be desiring that, oh Allah, we can be at your darbar. And in such a way that there is no restrictions in any way whatsoever. So for this, Hazrat teaches us here that a person who is truly in love with Allah, he'll be making dua all the time. And when his dua comes through, then he'll be overtaken with joy and realize this is only Allah's special favor. So Hazrat has titled this poem very beautifully, Tere Darpar Tera Banda Ba Ummide Karam Aya, that, oh Allah, at your threshold, right at Kaaba Sharif, where the pinnacle of Allah Ta'ala's special rahmat descends, where the nur of hidayat descends, that, oh Allah, this useless servant of yours, you have brought me here, and I have come here only with one great hope, that, oh Allah, you overlook all my weaknesses, overlook all my faults, oh Allah, and give me a clean slate and make me yours, you become mine. So Hazrat says, karam se unke mere samne unka haram aya, hamari zindagi ka waqt waqte mukhtanam aya. And here we learn, the lovers of Allah Ta'ala teaches us that any ni'mat of Allah, and these are the real great special ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be honored to come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the greatest house of Allah on the face of earth, Kaabatullah, a person should never think that I went to Haram Sharif, I went for Umrah. Karam say, it is only Allah's fazal and karam, only Allah Ta'ala's kindness. الذي يتفضل علينا بدون استحقاق ومنه. Kareem is that great being who favors without deserving it in the least, but without even making dua, Allah Ta'ala favors a person. So Hazrat teaches us here that, oh Allah, only out of your kindness, your mercy, that I see myself in front of Haram Sharif. In another poem, Hazrat says so beautifully, am I dreaming or is it a reality? Am I really there, seeing a dream or what? In other words, it is not, I'm not worth being put. Allahu Akbar, as our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, where the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam made tawaf, how pure is that land? Where the greatest personality, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak feet, were made tawaf there, then where can our dirty, filthy souls, our feet be present on that place? It is only Allah's kindness, Allah's mercy, that Allah Ta'ala takes a person. Then a person realizes that the greatest, most, the valuable time of my life is this life. Hamari zindagi ka waqt-e mukhtanam aya. This is such a precious moment that I could not believe. Allah will bless it to me already in this world. And this is a sign, as our Hazrat teaches us, that when you wake up in the morning, say, Ya Allah, you are Sattarul Uyub. Oh Allah, you have covered all my faults. And why does Allah cover the faults?
say to Allah, because you ghaffaru zunub, you want to forgive me. That's why you covered my faults. So if you covered it in this way, in this world, oh Allah, please cover my faults on the day of Qiyamah. So this is a special moment that when you dare, now how to pass your time in Haram Sharif, not to be just sitting and taking videos, etc. Karam se Rabbe Kaaba ke duaye rad nahi hoti. Your nazar ke samne kismat se meri multazam aya. That out of Allah's kindness also, when Allah has brought you here, then spend your time in making dua to Allah Ta'ala, begging Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, begging Allah Ta'ala to make you His close servant and His friend. Because Hazrat says that the owner of Kaaba Sharif, Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is so kind and merciful, who created us out of His mercy, who brought us to His house, and Allah says, now ask of me. So Allah will never reject the dua. We should be begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what we should be really begging for is that Allah forgives us, and Allah ta'ala just overlooks our faults. And then Hazrat says that special place, one is to be present in Haram Sharif. Then at Haram Sharif, Kaaba Sharif, the very most precious point of Kaaba Sharif is Multazam. Between the Hajr-e Aswad and the door of Kaaba Sharif, where all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam surrendered, raised their hands, put their chest on Kaaba Sharif, and what du'as they were making. And our Dada Shaykh teaches us that when Allah gives us a special, very, very special moment, that I just see now, it is my just my great honor that I am at Multazam. And me, and where can I be at Multazam? At this special moment, I am overjoyed. And a person realizes, now when you act in Haram Sharif already, Allah's special nur is descending, Allah's special tajalli, the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. And as our Hazrat explained, just in namaz when we face Kaaba Sharif, we get the barakat of five Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, who bal Kaaba Sharif. And then all the anwarat of the pious people, it is all there. So Hazrat says, yaha ke zarra zarra, mazhari anwari Kaaba hai. Ye malika karam hai, isme jo uske haram aaya. Hazrat says, it is only Allah Ta'ala's special kindness upon me that I see myself at Haram Sharif, at right at Kaaba Sharif, because here every speck, every, we can't even see the dust particle, but what particles are there of the anwarat, the special tajalli of Allah Ta'ala that is pouring down upon Kaaba Sharif. And right in, above Kaaba Sharif, in line, perpendicular, is the Kaaba Sharif in the heavens, where the Malaika are making tawaf. 70,000 Malaika get a chance only once to make tawaf. And from there, the Anwarat of Allah is coming directly on Kaaba Sharif, and it all spreads around. So a person should not be unmindful. When we are at these Mubarak places, similarly when we enter the Masjid, we should be begging of Allah, open the doors of Rahmat, but we shouldn't be unmindful that we come into the Masjid and we're unmindful, we're not spending our time properly. So where we're supposed to be getting the Rahmat of Allah, we're losing out. Same at Rauza-e Paak, where Allah's special, more than Kaaba Sharif, is upon Rauza-e Mubarak, upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Allah's rahmat is descending, and we are there, or we are making reciting durood here, and we imagine we're there, beg Allah, that, oh Allah, please, don't let my gunas be a blockage, that your rahmat doesn't fall upon me. So Hazrat teaches here so beautifully, that a person now realizes, why Allah brought us there? Why Allah has given us this great opportunity to come to Masjid, to come to Majalis, to learn all these great, valuable, great gifts of life. More than a person can give you 10 BMWs or whatever, it cannot compare to one moment to be present at Haram Sharif. To maybe one moment to be present in the house of Allah Ta'ala. And who am I? Agar se pur khata hai, par kaha jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummide karam aya. That, oh Allah, although I know I am only full of faults, I'm only full of dirt, that where else can I go to? And as Hazrat explains, we know the famous hadith, a person, pious person, making hajj over 30 years, and every year he is hearing la labbaik, that your coming is not accepted. And on the 31st or 30th year, his assistant was with him, his khadim, and while starting his tawaf, his khadim also heard la labbaik. So he says, Hazrat, Did you hear? He says, what you heard? He says, I heard La Labbaik. He says, oh my friend, you heard it? He said, yes. He says, I'm hearing it for 30 years. He says, then Hazrat, why you keep on coming? He says, then which other door can I give you? وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الزُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Who can forgive us besides Allah Rabbul Izzat? So when Allah Ta'ala just heard this, that my banda has got hope in me, Allah Ta'ala sends a reply to him, that although your hajjas, all those hajj are not worthy of acceptance, but you realize that there is no door for you besides me, I have accepted all this. So we have to realize, we have to be keep on coming at the door of Allah Ta'ala, at the threshold of Allah Ta'ala. And then Hazrat says, when Allah brings us here, Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed karam aya. We came with great hopes, O Allah. We know it is only you, your kindness knows no limit and no bounds, that you are the only one that can purify me, can wash me. And so beautifully, Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali teaches us in our zikr also, that ghalibi barjazi bai mustari, shai dar dar mandagara wakari. O Allah, you are like that budder. Nobody will bud for the rotten potatoes and tomatoes that the person is selling on the street. End of the day, a person comes and says, how much you're going to sell? He says, this I'm going to give it to the animals. I'm going to throw it away. He says, how much you made today? So I made so much. He says, I'll give you three times that. We'll never ever get anybody like that. Allah Rabbul Izzat is that kind budder. Inna Allah ashtara minal mu'minina anfusahum. My dirty soul, it is full of filth and dirt, pulls me towards haram. Allah says, I bought your soul. And in return, I'm going to give you pure jannah. So we should be making shukr. Allah bring us here to learn this love of Allah Ta'ala. And then Hazrat says, when you realize this, 1 minute to be in the presence in the house of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, these are the special ni'mat. Otherwise, the general ni'mat Allah gives to everybody. When it comes to food, drink, clothing, houses, even those people who don't believe in Allah. People who say they reject, Allah gives them also these ni'mat. But the special ni'mat are given to the special servants of Allah. And then we should realize, Zuban-e-shukar kaasi re, lugat mein dam nahi akhtar. Meri ummeed se ziyada nazar unka karam aya. That, oh Allah, the tongue of mine that is supposed to be making shukr to you, it is insignificant. It is weak. I can't make shukr. What do I know how to make shukr of Allah Rabbul Izzat? As Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that the actual ni'mat itself, to be present in the court of Allah, it is not. We can't make shukr for it. We can make shukr. Allah has made the arrangements for us to bring us here with our transport and all that Allah has compensated how many times. But to be in the house of Allah itself, a person can't make shukr. It is beyond our, it is beyond us that we make shukr. And Hazrat says, lugat mein dam nahi akhtar. You can have the most eloquent person in the world. All the languages in the dictionary also, all the words of shukr cannot come close to one iota of making shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this is what we learn from the friends of Allah, from our Shaykh, our Dara Shaykh. So Hazrat says, when you realize this and you in the special moment, Meri ummeed se ziyada nazar unka karam aya. Now I have realized, O Allah, more than all my hopes, you have your favors are much more than this. What I hoped, I can't, my hopes will reach his limit. You give me beyond that. So Allah Ta'ala, out of his kindness and mercy, forgive us all and make us his close friends.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala Rasulihil Kareem, amma ba'd. The next chapter from the Kitab Hayatul Muslimin, associating with the righteous and the pious. One needs to sit in the company of the pious, so that he may hear good things from them, learn good characteristics, and learn about pious people who have departed from this world by reading books about them. Reading about the pious or listening about their lives is similar to sitting in their company and listening to their talks and learning good qualities from them. Allah Ta'ala has placed this capability in man of being able to accept the thoughts and conditions of another person very quickly, with full force and without much effort. This applies to good and bad. This is why good company is extremely beneficial and bad company is most damaging. Good company refers to the company of a person who has knowledge of dini matters when needed, whose beliefs are sound, who protects himself against polytheism, innovations and customs. He does good deeds, is strict with salat, fasting, and other acts of worship. His dealings are good. His transactions are transparent. He is cautious about halal and haram. His outward character is sound. There is humbleness in his temperament. He does not inconvenience anyone unnecessarily. He does not scorn the poor and needy. His internal character is good. He has Allah's fear and love for him in the heart. He does not hanker after this world. He does not love the world more than the year after. And he is patient and thankful in every situation. The company of a person who possesses these qualities is an elixir. The person who cannot identify these qualities fully in a person must look for the person whom most of the pious people of his time, those who the Muslims consider to be pious, consider him to be righteous. Furthermore, by sitting in his company 10 to 12 times, the person's heart shifts away from evil and starts to incline towards good. If these signs are found in a person, you must consider him to be good and choose his company. As for the one in whom evil qualities are observed, do not intermingle and interact with him unless there is an imposing need. The reason for this is that one's deen is completely destroyed, and sometimes it also causes worldly harm and poses a danger to one's life. You will have to suffer discomfort or stress. Sometimes you will experience monetary loss by spending in the wrong places, or you will be deceived by giving it to the wrong person. You may have given it out of blind love, or given it as a loan, and cannot reclaim it. Sometimes your honor may be at stake, in the sense that when evil people are disgraced, you are included among them. As for the one in whom you cannot distinguish good and evil qualities, your thoughts about him must be good, but do not join his company. In short, experience teaches us that righteous company plays a major role in setting right one's deen and strengthening one's heart. So is the case with evil company in spoiling one's deen and weakening one's heart. A few Quranic verses and a hadith on the virtues of good company and harms of bad company are presented. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. O believers, fear Allah and remain with the truthful. Remaining with them includes physical companionship and following their ways. Another ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you see those who dispute in our verses, turn away from them until they occupy themselves in some other conversation. If shaitan were to cause you to forget, that is, you forget the prohibition of sitting in such a company, then do not sit after remembering with the wrongdoers. Rather get up immediately and go away. Another ayat Allah ta'ala says, leave alone those who consider the deen, religion to be a play and amusement, and whom the life of this world has deluded, has deceived. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrated, someone asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the best person in whose company we should sit? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he replied, sit in the company of the one who, when you merely look at him, he reminds you of Allah Ta'ala, whose speech increases you in deen knowledge, and whose actions remind you of the year after. I have listed some signs of a righteous person previously. Some of these major signs are mentioned in the above hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.